Begin the current Davin Sedef Chagigah Daf Chav Dal. Begin the Menal. Begin the Tez Master. Begin with the Gemara. The Raisa biblically Yesh Lei Toich has a recipe called Davin Sedef. Then it combines. But if not, not. Now Hikshav Ochon Hias. A Marla Kamar. Why doesn't the Gemara just say Kigun Shetzav Bekli Chayil? That if it was gathered in a mundane vessel, even if it has a Toich Namet Sedef, because the Raisa Klishar is Mitzaref and biblical only its service vessel combined. Loishal Chol not if it's something mundane, because they're eating them in the Kaf. It's to be someone to the Kaf. So this one is why do you have to say that it doesn't have a teich? You can say it has a teich, but it was shalcha. Next test, not to begin with the Gemara. Minayin l'revi b'kodesh u'pasim. When do we know that a fourth degree, like kachim, of tuma would be invalid? Which test discusses, is this mildly rabbinic or the Raisa? And if it's the Raisa, why is it mentioned at the end of the Mishnah regarding the rabbinic mildly? So Pesach Rashi explains, didn't mask l'ena didn't. There will man dama daya according to the one Baba Kama Chavei that says that you say daya even if we refute the Kaba Chaimer, which over here, if you say daya, then it's not going to become a Reviva Kaidish. So according to him, on the mind, this right, these milas that we mentioned, the mission of the Rabbanan, the Rabbinic, well, it's not biblical. Because from biblical, you wouldn't have a Kaba Chaimer. And behind the Gemara, this Gemara says, Velamad the Shlisha from the Torah, then says, oh, and you know Shlisha from the Torah. Which Lachar is trying to tell us that, oh, you don't say daya, and that's why the Kabbalah can tell Rabbi. It's just something incidentally, but it's not coming from the Balik Kamenam Mikabal Chayma, and it's not saying that you know Rabbi from Kabbalah Chayma. Elam Nosabamu, it's just something, just saying that. That you have the shlishi is matayr, but that Ravi is not going to be from the kavachim. Ravi is going to be rabbinic law because you'll say da, you don't know Ravi. Now, paragam the psalchem, the first paragam of the Ritz Testament, Pirish Rashi explains, gabehi the Rabbi's Reb Shimon, where the ain mashke mitame ba'oichel or oichel, and that a liquid does not make a oichel tame, and he holds vein tuma oisak yitzba that. A tuma of a certain min cannot make that same min. For example, oichel cannot be the tuma oichel and mashke, and came same thing. So Rashi asks, if that's the case, hey chash kachon Rabbi Bekodesh, how do you ever have a Rabbi Bekodesh? But let's say a sheretz abatuma, clear touches the rishon, oichel touches the shayni, and mashke touches the shlishi. But how does it go on further? Amavad the rabbanu, obviously that the Rabbi Bekodesh must be from rabbinic law. Maybe right, and Rashi brings a proof, the mechilton. From the sugya, the chashav gemar al tzeraban in our sugya that considers reviva kaidish by those which are rabbinic basrais, so which is from the last category, that it's not a biblical tumah related. It's rabbinic, and therefore, yeah, reviva kaidish rabbinic. So it's a bekashri. That's difficult to read. That obviously, according to Rashi, that you can't say that the last five have to be rabbinic, because Leb Chanon, the Islay, Tzidiv Kli Daraisi, holds that the halacha Kli combining is biblical law. It's mentioned in this last category of those which are rabbinic milas. So to the opposite, Leb Yechanon, the Islay, Tzidiv Kli Daraisi, that he holds that Tzidiv is rabbinic, Hamukkah like Rebbe Kiva. He explains, I mentioned like Rebbe Kiva, that the law of Tzidiv is rabbinic. Now the thing is, Rebbe Kiva saw a Shlishi B'chulin Daraisa. He holds a Shlishi by Chulin. Is Dairaisa. And if that's the case, Rabbi by Kurdish Nama Dairaisa, it comes out according to him, Rabbi by Kurdish wasn't Dairaisa. Why? Because Kurdikan, because you could apply the Pasuk, when it says, Babasa, Shigabachol Tame, Layachol, which is the meat of Kachim, touching anything that's Tame, which is a Shlishi, the meat of our skin, Nagabachulu, aren't we talking about whatever the most that could be Tame, that the Shlishi, that would automatically make the Kachim that touched the puzzle into a Ravi. So you see, that's biblical. So you see, even according to him, not all the five Milas are rabbinic. From one of them, there's going to be at least one. It is Dairaisa, not like Rashi, who proves that it must be rabbinic from that it's in the last group. So Petitzri, the re-answers, the Kanalohu, that we call in this last category, the Rabbanan, even though you're right, there must be at least one Dairaisa, Mishum, Doloi Mashkech Lohu, Lechulin, Shinasar Tavis Akkadish Abba Dairaisa. It's similar with Taisa, and that Chafav and Bezir Maskel Basraisa, that you don't find the tumah v'chulin that never touches a kachet that's going to be dairaisa. And v'chilu the rabbi tam the mishkachas lo l'revi by kodesh dairaisa. You do have it, even though simply Rashi bar Chesmon, how are you ever going to get to that? So he says al dei etzim l'bayna. You have it by wood and frankincense that's made al dei chibitz kodesh, and you could make a rishon which makes a food on mesheni, and the oichel makes the etzim l'bayna shlishi, and that goes to mashkut which rabbi. Now, there were him boiler of shlokish, but sorry, Shabanach is when shlokish as regarding the clump in the menacha, in mincha, in menachas that were called base and base. The question was, wait, from the dry part of the flour, which didn't touch the oil. Zahok shlokabotama only because Chib said Kodesh, so shlokish wanted to know, do you count it as, which the question was, would you burn also, saying, is it the Zavlocha of the same tumma of Chib said Kodesh or not? That because the imahani she was like kodesh wouldn't be kodesh m'sheni to make a deraisa or not sounds like that it wasn't so obvious that she was a kodesh deraisa. So it says that this Rosh Chodesh had the question was specific according to the one who holds the echib nama echel. But the man who holds echib according to the one who holds echib nama echel, pshita lehai, it was obvious to him there's deraisa, and according to that one there wouldn't be a question. And leikosh b'chon. Now it's difficult to go chanim, because the pesher ben tam the mukila that you have to be by kodesh on the eitzim levayim but through wood and frankincense. So the chiyadiv mechol gamor is better really than a food item. To lay hanukim is a kodesh min v'edishin v'sheini. In other words, it just makes it into like if it's like a food item. And if oil like an oil, so how could you understand that that could be another element to make it to get to Rabbi if it shouldn't be better than oil itself? And that was Rabbi Chanan's question. Next is matzah b'gnun zigma b'chibur and shanim. Oh, we learned this whole halacha specifically when they're connected. So Pesher Rashi explains, what does this mean? Shabashosha yad tamei and neges latar, when the tummy hand is touching the tahar hand, haisa tahar neges l'kodesh, that was the time when the tahar hand was touching the kodesh. Then we're going to say, oh, that it's being metamei. Now, the question of Pesher is difficult according to what Rashi is saying, because if that's the case, comes out that with the second hand is not touching the kodesh, so you're not going to say that the tummy hand is being metami the first hand. So then Ashni in the metami klal. So it comes out that the second one's not tummy at all. And by kodesh tummy, so why is the kodesh tummy? Machmas gezer because the concern shabatiki b'dishrei not tummy because maybe it touched the first one that was touching that tahar hand. So then the question is, why is it saying b'kodesh it pushed tummy when it comes to kodesh you have to table both hands? You told tummy just table the tummy hands because it's no concern you've never metami the tahar hands. It's just a concern about touching the kodesh. So, you could answer that according to Rashi. This is what that was saying: that ha, if nitma yode achas, if one hand became tummy, so we said regarding truma chaveta tar, so the other hand remains tar. Now, b'kodesh, we said regarding kodesh that b'tchilasa in the beginning, the hitzricha chum lahatol shtein, chum required to table both of them because it concerns them. B'shtein, because yeah, maybe both of them became tummy, not only the first one, but however. They weren't going to use a definitive tummy on the second one. Only when it's touching at the time when the kodesh is in his hands, like the way Rashi said. That's one approach. Additionally, what you could say is, when it says b'chibur and shanim, we learn the rhythm when it's connected, that means the arachas nageas b'sefer ha-paisla. It means one hand is touching a sefer, which is one of the things taught in the Masechta Shabbos that makes the yudayim into a sheni. So it's when the hand is touching the sefer. Piyadach has nagez, but the other hand is touching the kodesh. Then tidon kilo nagez b'sefer. Then we're treating it as if it's also touching the sefer, even though it didn't. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe it's going to touch the tummy hand in the kodesh. Now, the problem is that why do you have to table both of them? Even if you didn't know what's these two dinim, so it says so too that you see there's such a gezeres how did Nali come on? Learn the Mishnah later on the Yad Metamei Chaverta that Malamed Beis the Gemara tells that one hand contaminates the other one. Aisa Shnei B'Kodesh and it makes it into a Shnei B'Kodesh. Now Makmila B'Shmain Halacha the Gemara explains that Lefim Ma'ad Sakadai according to what we thought was the very Bishua the Yad Metamei Chaver to liyashnia that the hand contaminates the other one to be a sheni or beis tam letiyashlishes. Now, why doesn't it make it into a shlishes? Like any time that it touches something, it goes at least one step lower. Because we're concerned, maybe it's going to touch the sefer itself. So that second hand is going to have a halakha like sheni also, like the sefer which metame the first hand also. But fellow nagav be'al sheni, even if it didn't touch the first hand into the second hand, to me it's shem nagav be'sefer. Tell me, maybe it touched the sefer. So that's the reason to think there. So we see that, yeah, it's even if it doesn't touch the first hand. And we find this return to Sefta. There are seven tables all in one hand. And the halacha is the kol ta'iras sha'asa b'tahira. So all the taras that he did with the one that was tabled. While he didn't table the other hand, the tamei hand. So tamei is, they're going to be tamei. Why? Shayad tamei chavet l'kodesh, because one hand contaminates the other one for kodesh. Now it doesn't say that touched the tahira, like the Rashi said. Mashmas on the belay negia. Even without the tamei hand touching and the second tar hand, the tamei contaminates it. Which is like what really what Tais was saying. Now Bahashta says, according to what he's saying, that the second hand, it contaminates because of the sefer itself. So that's the machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, where Rebbe holds that the gzeir is that it's contaminating because of the sefer, if it's a chen. Rebbe Yehuda holds that the gzeir is because we're concerned that maybe it's going to touch the second hand. So based on that, you're talking it's possible that they have a ma'il Rebbe Yehuda. That's the ma'il according to Rebbe Yehuda. She'ein el b'chal Rebbe li posim ha'kodesh, where it's really not a new din. It's really included in this halacha that it becomes revived to invalidate by kachim avaloi l'truma. So it's here also the second hand, the shlishi, is going to make a revived by kodesh, but not by truma. The betruma is by shlishi, because truma can't be more than a shlishi. Okay, and therefore the second hand in the metamor that kodesh is only going to damage the kachim, where because it's revived can make a revived. And belesle yad metamor is chavet lishne. It doesn't hold that it makes the second hand tummy as a sheni. Only time the shlishi makes it into shlishi. So therefore that actually explains what the machlekes is. Now, why are we considering according to Yisi that high mile of this mile in the Mishnah, but have you become Ravi Bakaidish? But it's included in the halacha of the other chumra of Ravi Bakaidish. So, but here the answer is the Mekomaka Mila Kharisi. No, there's another mile, which is the Ad Matamis Chaberta. The one hand contaminates the other ones. The Saga that we're starting to say, Kimin Inguf and Nitma, El Mabutumah. That in general the body only becomes tummy from an abatumah of a person, so gam yodim namiloi. So also regarding the hand, also should not be tummy one hand from the other one. Kamash malon that it will make a tummy and at least it will become a shlishi. So according to Taisus, that according to Rashi, you need to have that the tummy hand is touching the tar hand, that the tummy is touching the haras. According to Taisus, even if it doesn't touch the tar hand, it just touches the tummy when the tar hand is touching the taras. Also the taras are going to become tummy. According to Rashi, again that at least that. The tummy hand does not need to touch the tumah, and whereas that's not the case by Taisus. Like says Matta begins the Gemara, Eliyam bechabugun in bechulu. So my Ravusa. So according to the Mandama, what would the chiddush be? Which Taisus says the imishum truma. Then we can say the chiddush is because of the truma case that the loy tamav bechabugun to say yes, but that's not going to be tamav even when it is connected. So says no loy nachas Ravusa that it doesn't that they don't they're not trying to say chiddush in truma. El Ravus the Kodesh, come to say Chiddush regarding Kodeshim. Regarding Kodeshim, there's no Chiddush, so therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Next test, Master begins Gemara, Echad Yod Be'echad Yad Chaber Lefsol. Whether it's his hand or his friend's hand, is going to make it possible. Says Taisus, Da'il Metami Yad Chaber, since he holds that it contaminates his friend's hand, and which is not as simple as his own second hand, so Da'il on Mekach, it may be possible. So that's sufficient if we're going to say, okay, it's going to make it possible. Avner Shlager to Madaf Yehudi says specifically his own hand. Oh, so Muki Taima Mishem Echlufa Yad Tahir Biyatameya. So he explains that the reason why the second hand is Tameya is because we're concerned. Why is it different than someone else's hand? Because we're going to confuse it. Tahir hand with his Tameya hand. Oh, Fikr Levak Yehudi Yad Tameya Metameya Kaidish, just like his Tameya hand contaminates Kachim, because that's the one we're concerned you're going to confuse with. Nishni here, because it's a Shani. So after Tahir Namas, also the pure hand. That's why he says that has the same halacha matama and not possible. This is actually likely shitasim. Chemash b'samach chihad the bay of Rishlakish also sounds shortly when Rishlakish retracted ultimately. Pirs l'dvarav that he explained that lifsa l'abalei l'tami. It's going to be possible and not to be matama. And they weren't talking about that at first. So, mash b'samach the mikara that originally, that when he held it was only his second hand is going to become tami, because three l'tami, he held that, yeah, it's going to make a tami like a sheni. From that, he's retracting, so therefore he's retracting also regarding both of them, because they're both the same principle, B'Shem Ben Shmuel, that he holds, like Rashi, that it's Metame is because of Echlufi, because you're going to get confused with the other hand.